Mark Riggle is with me now, though, from Milford Asset Management. Hiya, Mark.
Good evening, Heather.
Mark, now we've seen the global share markets have a bit of a wobble this week, right? And a lot of commentators are blaming the new Delta variant of COVID for kind of scaring the horses. Should investors be worried?
Well, that's a good question. We know the Delta variant is highly transmissible. And if you add that to the relaxation of social distancing in Europe and the US, we've got the makings of a big third wave on our hands. In fact, as you mentioned before, the UK is seeing an acceleration in cases towards the peak of the second wave. But this time around, it's a little bit different because vaccination programs have progressed quite far. So even though cases are spiraling, hospitalizations are quite muted. So I think the response from governments will be different. There'll be less appetite for imposing further restrictions. And so the current economic growth that we're seeing is unlikely to be derailed. So growth will be a little bit slower, but we're talking about it only being a little bit slower than the current booming pace.
So if that, okay, I mean, that's all fair stuff to say, totally. What should investors then be focused on as we look to the rest of the year?
Well, you've got to recognise the backdrop is still pretty good, right? Governments around the world and central banks are likely to keep stoking this recovery. And the big question really is the eye-watering inflation that's resulting is whether consumers are going to be continuing to willing, to spend in the face of higher prices, or whether companies can pass on some of those costs to those consumers. And if they can't, or spending does slow, then investors are going to have to rethink some of those big gains in profits that are penciled in for the rest of the year. But, that isn't a base case for us, but it is a big risk.
Yeah. The good news, of course, for us is that we are completely COVID-free for now. If you have a look over what is happening to the Australians who are dealing with outbreaks, does this mean that we are in relatively better shape?
Well, in the short term, yes, right? There's no restrictions here, so our economy can continue growing at the great pace it has been going. But as I talked about just now with the inflation problem, we've seen the RBNZ being forced to potentially respond via raising interest rates, right, as soon as August. And so given our mortgage burden, that's going to bite onto activity and economic growth. So the irony is that even though we've got no real COVID here and no restrictions, we may have a policy-induced slowing compared to other countries that do have COVID, and yet the policy does remain more supportive.
Yeah, fair point. And what about Australia? Does this Sydney outbreak pose a risk to their economy? It must do. It must just be a case of how much.
Well, yeah, I think that's right. I mean, we saw with Melbourne last year, the end of last year, when they had their severe three-month lockdown, there's going to be a short-term impact on spending. But coming into this, their economy was pretty hot too. Employment and spending was very strong. And the government is going to be responding with more support. And once outbreaks are under control, spending does bounce back very quickly. So I don't think you price a meaningful slowing to the Australian economy at all.
Oh, brilliant stuff. That's good news. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management.